I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Power Pedo's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, coming at you, emanating from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Check it. This is the one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, so I could fight a little bit back in the day. And I'm an award-winning writer, so I know something about boxing. So I'm supposed to know something about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, you're buying the pay-per-view tonight. You know a little bit more than I do. You're buying the ticket. I'm not. Straight up, tell me about it. 1-800-878-7529. The listener line, 1-800-878-7529. Of course, you can text me here in the studio. The Ring Talk Studio text line, of course, Triple G, Canelo Alvarez, just hours away. The third fight, the trilogy. Well, not really. The first fight was a draw, so people thought Triple G might have won that fight. Of course, the second fight, Canelo runs away with the decision. But this time, you know, Canelo coming off a loss. But again, he lost to a bigger guy. And size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Dimitri Bivol, of course, beat Canelo Alvarez hands down. I thought 9-3, if not 10-2 in rounds. But straight up, Canelo's back. Of course, 57-2-2. 39 KOs, taking on the unbelievable Canelo Triple G, of course, 42-1-1 now, 37 KOs. But the magic numbers for Triple G is that he's 40 years old. 40 years old. The other guy is 32. Straight up, age plays a part in the world of combat sports. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. After the break, the PhD of boxing, Mr. Socrates Palmer, will be with us. Until then, tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance.
And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm great. Thank you, Pedro. I'm great. I feel great.
3GGG, Gennady Golovkin, of course, all 40 years old. That is the magic number in age. Of course, he is 40. Canelo Alvarez is 32. But straight up, let's talk about some things that have been happening in the world of boxing. Of course, I just got back from Las Vegas. The WBC was in town, of course, sanctioning this fight. Spent some time with Mauricio Sulaiman, probably about a half hour in the MGM lobby, talking back and forth, you know, about daddy, about this, about that, about the future of the WBC and WBC TV. Went into that in depth. And I've got a book that the WBC just put out. It's called WBC's Greatest Fights, Opus. This is the paperback issue. It is exciting. I'll be talking about it in future shows. Did have four meetings in Vegas, made most of them. Spent some time with my super minch. I'm talking about Mark Risman, the attorney to the stars. Of course, my attorney, God knows that he's pulled me in off the cliff many, many times, the cliff of life. He's like a human tow truck. I kid you not. And I spent some time with Shelley Williams, had a slice of pizza with her at the MGM. And I did all kinds of crying. Not all kinds of crying, but, you know, my eyes got wet like four or five or six different times because we were bringing up people that were a big part of my life 25, 30 years ago, and they're no longer with us. So it was like hitting me with boom, 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 left hands after left hand. So the bottom line is most of the 99.9% of the time with Shelley, I was just smiling and laughing. We were having a good time talking about people like, of course, our friends Hector Camacho and, of course, Ken Norton, Ernie Shavers. We can go on and on. But the bottom line is Shelley's done everything in the world of boxing, I think, except fight. And she deserves to be fighting. She's a pretty lady. But straight up, matchmaker, promoter, I can go on and on. She babysat all kinds of people, including the aforementioned Hector Camacho. So she's quite a woman. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk. Oh, who I didn't? So I made all these appointments, of course, with Mark Risman, my attorney to the stars as well. But the people I didn't hook up with was Nico Ali Walsh. Didn't make it with him. I texted him. He never got back to me. And I texted him a couple days before I got there. So we had a couple days in order to do it. I texted Richard Sloan. Richard said, he didn't get back to me until the last day, the day before I left. He said, let's meet in the morning. I'm not good on the day I'm leaving in the morning at 7:30 in the morning, man. You got to be kidding me. I had to tear apart that. Speaking of the hotel room, tell you, everybody knows that I've got some back issues. I fell 40 feet through the roof onto a cement floor a long, long time ago, and I got up. I remember when those other cops were saying, he's dead. And I said, MF, I ain't dead. Look at me. I'm getting up. And that's just exactly what I told them. I got up off the floor. Anyway, back's a mess, right? So I've got to stretch a lot, and I use a bathtub to stretch, and they call it bathtub yoga, hot water, that kind of good stuff. So I get to the Bally's in Las Vegas, right, and I get into the hotel room, and I tear it apart before I realize it's a shower and not a bathtub. So I'm doomed for 3 days with a shower. Folks, I I was looking like Uncle Joe from the Petticoat Junction TV show. I kid you not, old Uncle Joe. If I don't have my hot water to stretch in, I'm a mess. Anyway, bottom line is, it was a great trip in Las Vegas. I want to thank everybody down there. Of course, boxing is riveted tonight. Of course, the Super Bowl of boxing, Mexican Independence Day weekend, Las Vegas, of course, Triple G, the once beaten lad, and the one fight that he lost, of course, was to the man he's facing tonight, Canelo Alvarez. He one fight and the one loss and the one draw, both to Alvarez. He's perfect outside of that, 42-0. And of course, coming off his last four opponents, they were 69-3. So Triple G's not fighting too many hobos, I kid you not. 69-3 his last four opponents. Of course, the last guy that he fought was Kyoto Murata, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist that Socrates Palmer thinks is a pretty good fighter. I've got less of many of them. But the bottom line is, I got to tell you, when this Japanese guy was drilling Triple G to the body in January or February this year, he was just hitting him to the body. I thought Triple G might fold. So what I'm trying to tell you is, if Kyoto Murata can hurt him to the body, Canelo Alvarez can probably finish him to the body. So that's what I'm looking for tonight, a battle of body shots. So who's going to win in the battle of the body shots? Speaking of body shots, let's take it to the East Coast and bring in Boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. A couple hours away from, like what you said, is the Super Bowl of boxing, Mexican Independence Day. And, of course, the face of boxing, Canelo Alvarez, has center stage against his rival, his biggest rival to date.
His nemesis, without a doubt. You know, In 1990, when Meltzer Taylor fought Julio Cesar Chavez, the night before the fight, I couldn't find any New Mexicans in Las Vegas. I just couldn't. So I went to North Las Vegas, and I went to a bar, and because this is what this cab driver told me. If you want to talk to Mexicans, I got to take you to North Las Vegas. So I went to North Las Vegas to this bar, and I got on a taxi. I remember giving the guy a fat tip, say thanks for the tip, this and that, blah, blah. He goes, yeah, everybody will talk boxing in this place. So anyway, as I'm going into the door, I notice there's blood on the floor. It's not a good sign when you go into the club, is it, Sock? You're laughing. Spot, huh? So there's blood on the ground outside as you're going in this place, right? So anyway, Chavez is an icon, without a Mexican icon, and he's undefeated per se on the record. But there was one fight in which he hit a guy that was down, and he was disqualified, and they changed that fight from a disqualification to a no contest down there in Mexico. So he technically lost one fight. And when I brought this up to these ardent Chavez fans, they basically pulled out knives on me. Okay, and I had to back my way out of this North Las Vegas bar anyway, back into another taxi cab. And as I walked out, I noticed, again, there was blood on the ground. What I'm trying to tell you is, I went looking for Mexicans this week in Las Vegas. I went to North Las Vegas, and I talked to a few people. And, of course, they think that Canelo Alvarez is a god, that Dmitry Bivol, that the fight was closer than it was. And I tried to tell them, you know, maybe Canelo won three rounds. Oh, no, the fight was real close. Anyway, no matter how you look at it, Canelo fans are like Trump fans.
Blind loyalty,
without a doubt. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I think that Canelo tried, but it was like just eating soup with a fork that day. He just had nothing for Bivol. He looked fat. He looked slow. He didn't, you know, Bivol said that he felt Canelo's strength, but it was nothing out of the ordinary, you know. That if anything, his arms hurt more than anything. You know, Canelo was trying to land those body shots. It just, the only part of the body that I found was Bivol's elbows. So it's going to be interesting to see how Canelo's confidence, you know, and his ego came off that loss. Because he didn't take a beating, but he lost, you know. And some of the luster was definitely off the bloom, so to speak. But in perspective, he fought a guy that was bigger, just as young as him, just as fresh as him, and he came up short. Now he's going back to a more natural weight class for him against an opponent that he's very familiar with, a guy who's a lot older and more miles on the tires than he has. So I expect to...
I'm not down with the natural weight class for Canelo Alvarez, because I really think that if he was a disciplined dude, he'd be fighting at 160, maybe. No, I won't say 154 is a stretch, but at 160 pounds, because he isn't the biggest guy in the world, okay? I mean, Triple G's not a big middleweight, and Triple G's got height on him.
That is true. I mean, Canelo's only about 5'8", which is pretty remarkable, you know, less than 5'8", right? 5'7", of what he's done historically. I don't think it's so much as lack of discipline. I think it's just you know, clout chasing, chasing history, going up size. To these weight classes. Yeah.
Size. Size matters in two things, combat sports and pornography. And straight up, this is combat sports. People say to me, oh, it's only a few pounds. It's only a few pounds. Listen, if you go in against a guy that's prime, if I go in against a guy that's prime at 132 or a weight class lower than me, I can feel the strength advantage over him in just one weight class. Imagine having one or two or three weight class divisions as far as size advantage over somebody. Size matters, and it really matters in combat sports without a doubt. And of course, tonight, Triple G is coming up in weight to 168 pounds. I think this will be the first fight he's had at 168 pounds. Will that make a difference here?
I don't think so. I think that if anything, Triple G, he could be strong. He could feel stronger because he's not having the weight drain. I looked at the weigh-in pictures. He looks pretty much the same as he always does. I mean, he's not, he doesn't have this Adonis-like body, but he looks fit.
He don't train. If he hasn't got a fight, he doesn't train. Nothing. He does nothing. I mean, he doesn't reach an orgasm with the left hand. He does nothing when he's not training.
I didn't know that, but obviously, whatever his strategy is, it's worked. He's through the countless amateur fights and a very, very successful pro career. I think Triple G is going to be okay at this weight class because he's not fighting, like you're saying, a naturally big man. Canelo's not a natural super middleweight, so I don't think that'll be a factor.
David Benavidez beats all these guys right now.
You think so?
I really think he's the real deal. I think if you listen, he's like a dog on a leash right now. He's confined. If you let him off the leash, look out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still on the fence with that because prior to the Bivol fight, I was probably still picking Canelo to beat Benavidez just because Benavidez is going to fight Canelo. He's not going to be a stylistic, guy keeping his jab and using his height. So I think normally those guys that stand in front of Canelo has a good time with. But maybe we're seeing some age on Canelo. And he's 32.
But he throws punches like Marvin Hagler. That's Benavidez does. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just does. He throws nice, hard, crisp punches, and he throws them with leverage. And I just think that, listen, Canelo could have had a fight with this guy that would have been like the biggest fight in the history of Mexico, okay? And they didn't want to have it, okay? And there's a reason why they didn't go after Benavidez or they didn't take the Benavidez fight. And now Canelo says he won't fight another Mexican. I mean, what kind is that? What kind of crap is that?
Crap. That's a bunch of BS. Because he was, did Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. change nationalities? I mean, he fought him, right? So why not fight Benavidez, who's, by the way, is half Ecuadorian.
Good point. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Tower of Power, Soul Side of Town, to the break.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
I know I'm never use no medicals. I like clean sport.
Crockett and Tubbs, baby! Miami Vice. What can I say about Miami Vice other than it was so cool when it was happening? I remember I went to China dressed like Don Johnson. I had this like short jacket, no socks, a whole 9 yards. And I looked out the window and the sun was shining. It was like, had to be like 100 degrees outside, right? I got into a limo in the garage. I went to Tiananmen Square. It was 17 degrees. That's 15 degrees below zero, and I'm almost naked. Bottom line is, I was cold. You are tuned to Ring Talk. That was a cold. Hey, everybody was laughing at me because they were saying, do you know what's happening? Well, shut up. I'm cool. Yeah, I looked like Don Johnson, but I was freezing my ass off. Anyway, bottom line is, of course, the big fight tonight is going to be Triple G and Canelo Alvarez. Of course, the third time around, it'll be on DAZN pay-per-view. If you have some type of watching device that you don't have to pay for it. In other words, you like get it for free somehow. I'm not advocating that whatsoever because this is a good fight and this is a fight that you probably want to pay for. I mean, this is a fight worth paying for without a doubt. I've knocked other pay-per-views and say they're unworthy of being paying for. But this is a pay-per-view. I think just the main event alone is worth paying for.
I would have to agree with you. I mean, if you are careful on how you spend your money, as you should during these times that we're in now, this is definitely one that's, if you want to spoil yourself, you know, this is worth it. It's definitely a pay-per-view worthy fight. Hopefully the last chapter in this storied rivalry.
Okay, is Oleg Usyk gambling here, man? What's going on here? How can Anthony Joshua get gangster slapped recently and get a fight with Tyson Fury?
It seems that
money talks.
Yeah, money talks. I think that I don't know. I'm really shocked that Usyk and his team aren't capitalizing on their momentum. Their guy's rolling. He needs Tyson Fury more than Fury needs him. Also, but you know, I do believe that as far as the gate wise, especially in England, Fury and Joshua is a huge, yeah, absolutely.
Without a doubt. So what I'm trying to tell you right now is, listen, this Russian is not as stupid as he looks. He doesn't look like the smartest guy on the planet. He looks more like Charles Manson on LSD, okay? But the bottom line is, no, he looks possessed at times. But I think he's smart enough to get a big, 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 fat step-aside check and not talk about it. I'm telling you, that's what's going on here. The Anthony Joshua people and the Tyson Fury people have paid him off.
Hey, you know, if someone whispered in my ear that that's the truth, you know, I would. Why wouldn't I believe it? You know, this is boxing. Anything can happen. The real fights are what people don't see, you know, behind in those meetings. You know, eventually Usyk will get a shot to be the unified champ if he wants to keep fighting. And it's the biggest check for him. So
I know, but I'm willing to bet right now. I would be willing to wager he's getting at least $30 million to step aside. And they're just not calling it step aside money. They're just giving him $30 million bucks because there's no way in the world he would step aside and let a fight with Joshua. Yeah, I mean, a fight with Tyson Fury slip away. Because you know what? Anything can happen. I'm not trying to say I would pick Joshua to win. I'm not picking Joshua to win at all. In fact, I think Joshua's always going to be the bridesmaid, not the bride, from here on. Can you feel me on that one? The bride, he's going to always be the bridesmaid now.
He's definitely taking a step back. I mean, if you're going to say who are the top four or five heavyweights in the world, I'd probably got to put Joshua towards the end of the line. I wouldn't pick him against Wilder, although we don't know what type of Wilder we're going to get, you know, after the beatings he took from Fury. And obviously he's not better than Usyk, and Fury, until proven otherwise, is the number one. So, but this is boxing. Joshua is big, he's strong, and in the heavyweight division, all it takes is one shot. So,
okay. Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence looks like it's going to happen. Of course, it looks like the odds of opening up here, Crawford at -130 to begin with. Mm-hmm. Is that a for sure thing? Is that one of boxing's for sure bets?
This fight? Yeah. I mean,
if you bet on Crawford, is Crawford am I smoking too much, or is Crawford a sure thing?
No, I wouldn't say it's a sure thing. I think Spence is very. It's a pick 'em. You know, it really
pick
is
him?
Because I think so, and only because. You know, Spence is the naturally bigger guy. Yes, we know that Spence, you know, suffered that accident, and he's beaten guys that he's kind of supposed to have beaten. But, you know, he's the bigger guy. You know, Crawford is someone who turned pro at lightweight.
Okay, I understand that. But what you brought up there, you brought up the caveat. I'm talking about getting tossed out of a car at 150 miles per hour, suffering some type of brain damage because he did have a concussion because there was bleeding around that eye, excessive bleeding around that one eye in particular, okay? So there was a brain bleed, without a doubt. There was a brain bleed. I just don't think you can – I just don't know how you recover out of getting tossed. I mean – Daniel in the other car, in the other room, I tried to throw him out of a car at 115 miles per hour, and look at him now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at him. Okay, so Errol Spence, I can't expect him being the same thing.
And that's probably why Crawford is the favorite, you know, because if you think about it, what are the factors? They're both undefeated, both about the same age, not too much mileage on their bodies. They haven't been in wars, so to speak. If anyone's been in tougher fights, it's been Crawford. Who has shown vulnerability. I mean, he got tagged against Mean Machine. The fight with Porter was pretty close until he took over, like he tends to do late in fights. Spence, there's never been a fight that you say, you know what, Spence has a real shot of losing. There hasn't. Yeah, he's always been the safe A side.
You know what? I think that all comes to an end when these two guys clash because. I'll tell you one thing about Terrence Crawford is nobody's seen how mean he really is. He hasn't had to really dig down and had to give it up. And I think that he's going to go all out here. I think he's going to take Errol Spence apart piece by piece, and we'll see what happens. And, of course, that fight's going to be on pay-per-view. Now, last week, the Pitbull was in action. Pitbull Cruz, I'm not a big fan of his, but, man, that poor guy that he fought, they conned this poor guy. That was ranked at 130 pounds to step up to 135. Eduardo Ramirez, 27-3-3 now with 12 KOs. Poor Eduardo. Did you see him? He was asleep. He was snoring.
Listen, I'm starting to believe that Pitbull Cruz is the real deal, man. He's knocking people out cold. I mean, he's a mean. You talk about mean. He fights mean. He's got that Napoleon complex. I'm sure he's probably the shortest kid in his class always. And he's tough, and he was tough. He's tough as nails, bro. I want no part of him. And he gave Javante Davis everything he can handle. Some people think he got jobbed.
No. He didn't get jobbed. What he did was he gave him everything he handled. In other words, Davis won the vast majority of rounds. It's just that he made him work for it.
Yeah, he did. He did, you know. And I don't see too many people knocking on the door to fight Pitbull Cruz at lightweight. He's a tough man.
Yeah, but when you sacrifice some poor guy to come up 5 pounds, and did you see the physical stature between those two guys? Did you see the 5 pound difference?
Yeah. I mean, Pitbull is built. Yeah, he's built like that. He's a short, compact fighter who's very strong. And to have a guy who's a blown up featherweight is just—it was a sacrificial showcase for him.
That's pretty cool. All right, straight up, what's going to happen tonight? We've got the Triple G, of course, a maybe 4.5 to 1 underdog in some books, somewhere around 4 to 1, of course. And Canelo Alvarez coming off the loss to Dmitry Bivol—is his confidence going to be there? What's going to happen? Tell me.
I believe that his confidence will be there because he's fighting someone who's he knows. You know, it's going to be. There's no fear factor at all between either man. The way I see this fight playing out, I see Canelo pulling away late and maybe stopping Triple G, maybe around the 9th round, just because Father Time. Father Time is undefeated. I think Triple G has shown slippage recently against Murata. It was moments that he looked very ordinary. When he fought the Russian fighter from Brooklyn, I can't remember his name, you know, he got a gift. If he gets hit that much tonight, he's going to sleep early.
Yeah, the Japanese guy, Murata, hurt him to the body, and I thought he might fold there for a second. But the bottom line is Canelo hits a lot harder underneath than the Japanese 2012 Olympic gold medalist. Young man, have a good week. All the best. You say hello to the family and your agent, of course, and tell her that I did put the check in the mail.
All right. Thanks, man. I don't want any problems because she gets a cut.
She gets a cut. She gets it. If I make it out to her, I don't make it out to you. I make it out to her. Anyway, bottom line is say hello to everybody. Kiss the family, man.
Thank you, brother. Enjoy the fights.
Boxing's 2 PhD, Socrates Palmer on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up after the break, Tony Ferguson and Nate Diaz, the UFC main event last week. It was pretty... Well, we'll talk about it in depth after the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Did he hurt you or your children?
No, no. He's
okay.
He really, just random stuff, you know, like he puts holy water on me. I don't know what's going on with him.
Are you going to stop somewhere and meet with the police so they can talk to you?
Should I go to the police station?
Boy, talk about kicking sand in the face of Tony Ferguson. Former USC lightweight champion. Of course, that was his wife, still married to her. Of course, they had some issues a couple years ago that the cops were called, that kind of good stuff. But listen, this idea of pouring holy water on women, some women I can understand pouring holy water on, some men as well. But the bottom line is, being a heterosexual, I understand pouring it on some women, put it to you that way. Anyway, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, last week, wow, the USC was rocking and rolling. And in the main event, of course, a kid from Stockton, California, Nathan Diaz. Of course, Nate Diaz, the brother of Nick Diaz. Of course, Nate and Nick Diaz sort of ruined the debut of MMA on television, on network television, on CBS television. Of course, when they caused that riot, they caused a riot one night after a fight. And CBS said, we want no part of that. We'll do a boxing thing. And then, of course, they canceled the contract with myself, Al Bernstein, and Mills Lane when Mills Lane had the stroke. Of course, Judge Mills Lane, of course, star of the TV show Judge Mills Lane, and of course, the boxing referee and the epic guy, a judge in district attorney up there in Washoe County, which is Reno, Nevada. But he got the stroke after we signed this contract to do CBS television. That was a little sad. That was my big break. And that's why I'm not on TV anymore. Anyway, bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. But the bottom line is Nate Diaz. Wow. What can I say about Nate other than he's fat, he's slow, and he's punchy. That's the best way I can put it. And, you know, here's a guy that's never had a job in his life. I'm not knocking him. I'm not. Daniel's never had a job in the other room either. He's never had a job. I thought of being a super dad. But, no, I mean, Nate's never had a job. Neither has Nick Diaz. These guys never worked at Safeway. They never mowed lawns. They never did the thing at McDonald's. None of that stuff. Never took any smack from anybody. They never had to work. They were only fighters. Of course, and you know, they came along, they've done well. Both the brothers have done relatively well. But when you think about the money that was drawn in last week, I think the UFC, let me look at that. They made, I think, $5.7 million was the sold-out live gate. And guess what? Guess what Nick Diaz got? Nate Diaz got $616,000. Isn't that nice? I think he got a $50,000 bonus on top of that anyway. But the bottom line is, that's pretty sad. That is pretty sad. I mean, come on. The guy does pay-per-view. The guy sells the joint out. And without Nate Diaz, that card wouldn't have worked. Because I don't care what the other guy, whether the other guy is Superman or not. The bottom line is, no, but the other guy, I don't think, is selling any tickets yet. Khamzat Chimaev. And, of course, he destroyed Kevin Holland with this DRC choke, a submission move in the very first round, 213 in. He was supposed to destroy Nate Diaz. This was a fight where Dana White was going to get rid of Nate Diaz. Finally get rid of him. I got this guy. He's gone. He's done. But during the week, the fight buildup sort of realized, hey, man, without Nate Diaz, we can't sell this fight at all. There's no selling. We can't sell this guy with the beard. He ain't working. So anyway, what they do? They told the Russian guy, you know what? You're coming overweight. We're going to pull Nate Diaz out the fight. We're going to get him in a fight he could possibly win against Tony Ferguson. And he did win that, a submission in the fourth round, a submission with a guillotine choke. Nate Diaz, of course, said he trained the entire fight thinking he was going to be wrestling Chimaev, Khamzat Chimaev. But the bottom line, Khamzat Chimaev destroyed Kevin Holland, and Nate Diaz beat Tony Ferguson. Tony Ferguson, I would have to say, he is shot. And the other guy's shot. I mean, they're both shot. You know when you have ducks on your rifle when you're coming back from hunting, you got ducks on your rifle, this and that? That's what these guys both look like, MMA ducks on a rifle. They're just done. I mean, and you know, I don't want to say that that Dana White is a nice guy, but not putting Nate Diaz in with Chimaroff last week, that just sort of, it touched my heart because Nate Diaz was going to get destroyed. We're talking like destroyed. I mean, it would have been like, yeah, put your hands over your eyes, that kind of good stuff. Because Nate's got these big, you know, he's got intestinal fortitude. He's got a big set of stones, right? And he, I don't know when to turn around. He don't know when to turn around. And now he's a little punchy as well. So at the end of the day, he's like 37 years old. 37 years old. Holy cow, man. He's almost older than God as far as the world of fighting is concerned. And it hasn't been like he had easy fights. Every fight Nate Diaz had since winning that USC TV show, the Contender show, ever since he won that show, he said every fight he's had has been a tough fight. He fights with his face sometimes, which is not a good thing. I mean, Daniel was talking about him not getting knocked out. I think he's at a point in time in his career, in his life, that he can get knocked out right now. Both him and Nick Diaz, I think it's time for both those guys to pack it in. The Diaz brothers have done some good things. I won't say great things, but they've done some good things in the world of mixed martial arts, except for that riot they started and canceled the CBS TV contract. It was sort of cool. You're watching, you know, MMA, like late night, Saturday nights, like 11:30, and you're watching this. And then the Diaz brothers go out, and there's a riot, this and that. Of course, the CBS goes, we can't do this anymore. And then, you know, that was the end of MMA on TV. But the bottom line is that was really a good shot for, I think it was Bellator at the time, before they became Strikeforce, but it was Bellator, Scott Coker and Bellator. That was their breakout point, but of course the Diaz brothers ruined it. Now the rest of the card looked like this. Of course, I talked about Chimomov catching this catchweight fight at 180. It was supposed to be at 170 against Nate Diaz. He ended up fighting Kevin Holland at 180. Another fight at 180 pounds, Daniel Rodriguez beat Li Jingling, who should be in the world of porn. Don't you think with a name like that, Li Jingling? Anyway, decision was split decision, 29-28. Two rounds to one, and one judge saw it the other way. Irene Aldana was winning over Mary Chasen. That was a knockout, an up kick to the body. Pretty good move there. I thought I liked that one. And Johnny Walker defeated Ion Kudaleba with a rear naked choke at 4 minutes and 30 seconds into the very first round. Johnny Walker was a guy they really thought a lot of at one point in time in this sport. Of course, he sort of lost it. So when he lost it, you know, they weren't thinking too much about him. He was the underdog coming in, but guess what? He was winning. I think that was a big upset on the card. Outside of that, you know, the UFC is just sort of like just treading water. I mean, because a lot of these fighters that you watch in these main events, when they got to bring these two old dudes, I mean, Diaz and Ferguson, they're like Jesus and Joseph at the First Supper. I mean, these guys in the world, they've had so many tough fights. Tony Ferguson was the interim lightweight champion at one point in time. Give him props for that. I mean, I give him props for that. At one point in time, he was a very good fighter. But these guys are so long in the tooth, we just don't need to see them anymore. Now, tonight, they've got a main event going on. I'm not trying to say these guys are B-rated fighters, but Corey Sandhagen, of course, is in the main event. Corey's a good fighter, without a doubt. I mean, Corey's got some good moves, 14-4. His last couple of fights have both been losses. He lost a decision to Peter Yan and lost a decision to the former champion, TJ Dillashaw. Before that, he beat Frankie Edgar and Marlon Moraes. But the bottom line is, of course, two losses. We'll see if he can come back and win tonight. But the bottom line is UFC is, of course, coming on ESPN tonight. It's ESPN and ESPN Plus. And, of course, the co-feature, we've got, they aren't chicks, Chidi Nokani. Obviously, I think a Japanese person there, or a Japanese fighter, taking on Gregory Rodriguez with an S, meaning he might be from Brazil. Andrew Feely is going to take on Bill Lego. That's in a featherweight bout. There's no names on this card. Absolutely no names. I go down the entire card. There's not a name on this card. Nobody knows these guys. Where are they digging these people up at? Where are they? The MMA, like, graveyard? I mean, they got people fighting this card that have no bio. One, two, three people. Four people on the card with no bio. One in the main card. What does that say about it? Tell me about it. Think about that. No bios. Did they hire these people this week or something like that? Just recently hired them, put them on the bus, say, get them over here to Las Vegas to do this fight? Bottom line is the UFC is a pimping organization. There's no doubt about it. Dana's the biggest pimp in the entire world of combat sports, not the entire world. I mean, as I told you before, I was a cop in San Francisco. Okay, I knew pimps, real pimps. Okay, they couldn't get away with paying girls what Dana White pays his fighters, 10%, 12%, something like that. Tell a girl, go out here and make Daniel happy here for $150, okay? And then I'll give you $15. Say what? You want to get a happy ending for Daniel, and I get $15, you get $135? Are you out of your mind? That hooker would be on the first bus to L.A. or Cleveland in a heartbeat. okay? But you can't get on a bus when you're signed to the UFC. There is no other bus. Strikeforce, Bellator, MMA, call it what you want. Scott Coker's company based out of San Jose, California. They never got off the ground. They kept promising big things, but they never got off the ground. And some of the big-name fighters who left them for the UFC was Scott Coker. Unfortunately, Scott, I have to say that you're a major failure. You just are. You had all that MTV money about 6 or 7 years ago. Besides, you stiffed me for that interview. No, you stiffed me for an appointment. I'll never forget that. I waited at some restaurant in San Jose for this clown. I call him a clown now because he ain't got nothing going on. But the bottom line is, I waited for him for like an hour and a half, and the chump didn't even have the stones, the wherewithal to give me a call and say, hey, man, I'm texting him, all right? He didn't call me back. He said he was sorry after that. I never talked to him from that point forward. No. Bottom line is, I did get a private investigative gig where I got to work one of his events. Now, I got a press credential, and I had to follow a fighter. I won't say who the fighter was, but it was pretty cool. I followed the fighter back to the hotel. He went upstairs with a groupie. I took a picture of him going into the elevator. That was enough for his wife. She sent me the check. Bottom line is, everybody was happy. He was happy that night, too, but not when he got home. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Looking at the rest of the UFC schedule, not a whole lot, you know, not a whole lot happened on. It's just not. I mean, Israel Adesanya comes back November 12th, of course. He is really a formidable foe in the world of mixed martial arts, because he once beaten UFC middleweight champion, of course, taking on Alex Pereira. But he can really fight. All I can say is he had a professional boxing record. He was, I think he was like 6-1 or something like that, and he lost once by knockout. But the bottom line is, he can fight. He can really fight. No matter who you put him in the ring with, he can really fight. But he can only fight at 185 pounds. If you step him up to 205 pounds, he ain't got it. He's just not big enough. Size matters in two things: pornography and combat sports. Of course, on that same card, the women's strawweight champion, of course, November the 12th, Carla Esparza is taking on Zhang Wei. Of course, she's from China. She can fight. There's no doubt about it. Not the most feminine-looking girl I've ever seen in my life, but she can fight. Of course, the third fight on that card is going to be Dustin Poirier, of course, the former UFC favorite, no doubt about that, held the title at one point in time, or an interim title, taking on the former Strikeforce champion, Michael Chandler. He was the guy that came over from the Bellator and the Strikeforce MMA crew. He came over to the UFC, and he got licked like a stamp. I mean, he just did. You should have stayed where you were at, man, because you were winning. Because there's nothing like, because you don't win, you don't make money in losing Dana's game. You can't even make money and win with Dana, let alone losing. You lose, Dana's got the op to cut you. Remember what he did to Chris Cyborg Santos? Remember that he did, of course, he called her, what do you call her, Anderson Silva with a dress? Something like that, Anderson Silva in a wig, some crazy stuff like that. Anyway, Chris Cyborg Santos, the most dominant fighter in the world of women's mixed martial arts, of course, I thought she was taking Flintstone vitamins, and she got caught at one point in time taking Flintstone vitamins, a.k.a. anabolic steroids. But the bottom line is, she lost to Amanda Nunes, and she had one fight left on her UFC contract, so Dana conned her into fighting Daniel in the other room, so she beats the snot out of Daniel. I mean, beats him up to the point where he's still having ringing in his left ear, okay? So she beats him up, and guess what? Dana says, we're cutting you. We don't even want to sign you anymore. We don't want to have nothing to do with you. Wait, what? And the bottom line is, Chris Cyborg Santos is now looking for a job. Okay, I kid you not. So that's how cool Dana is. Dana's a notoriously bad guy, in my opinion. But anyway, go back to his card. Michael Chandler is in the third fight. Of course, that's 155 pounds. Dan Hooker and Claudio Puelas, no other big names on this card. There are no names in the world of the UFC anymore. Of course, they're trying to build names up. But in order to build names up, I think that you've got to get people to really have some type of personality. In other words, you just can't put guys in the ring anymore and guys in the cage anymore and expect them to just to produce as far as ratings are concerned. I think we need some personalities. This guy Chimurov, he doesn't need any personality. He's got that beard, and I think he's got a glad chin. I think once he gets hit in the mouth, once he gets hit in the face, once he gets hit on the jaw, I think his world's going to change. Just my opinion. Now, is he somebody to run from and avoid? Definitely, without a doubt. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside the world of boxing, MMA. Tower of Power, the soul side of town, to the break. Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The saxophone, Mr. Tommy T. Tom Pulitzer. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Hours away, of course, the big fight. Hours away from the big fight. Triple G, the third fight, taking on Canelo Alvarez. Canelo Alvarez, a 4.5-1 favorite, meaning, you know, according to the odds makers, Triple G doesn't have a chance. But we know he has a chance, but he has a slim chance. Like Don King says, slim and none. Maybe Slim's out of town. Well, Slim's not out of town, but it's Slim. It's not none, but it's slim. There's no doubt about it. Canelo Alvarez is the prohibitive betting favorite tonight. Now, could there be an upset? Without a doubt, there could be an upset. And do I see an upset? I don't know. I just want to see David Benavidez in the ring with one of these guys. I really do. Of course, David Benavidez is a kid from Phoenix, Arizona. He's got all kinds of different, had a couple of issues, had some cocaine issues, and had the WBC title taken away from him because he failed to make weight and this kind of good stuff. So he's got some issues, but he's undefeated. He's straight now as far as the chemicals are concerned. He ain't doing no more blow, at least. He's taking drug tests, that kind of good stuff, so more power to him. And I think he's the premier guy at 168 pounds. Now, nobody else wants to talk about him. That's why, because I think he is the premier guy, and I think he smokes Canelo Alvarez like a cheap blunt. He really does. As far as Gennady Golovkin's concerned, if I was Golovkin's people, I wouldn't put him in the ring with David Benavidez. I wouldn't want, that's sort of like Nate Diaz going with that Chemov guy last week. You're going to get killed, no doubt about that. So figure that Triple G is going to come up with a pretty good fight tonight. Of course, fighting at 168 pounds for the very first time. He says it's just a couple of more tacos, got stuff like that as far as making weight is concerned. But he doesn't have to make 160 pounds, and that is a significant accomplishment. But check this out. I was fighting at 139. That was a junior welterweight limit back in the day. That was my prime, okay? 132 was probably my prime. I was too lazy to make 132. So when I fought at 139, then I moved up to 147. I thought it was cool. And then it started beating on me a little harder than you can imagine. So the bottom line is moving up in weight is just not the easiest thing in the world to do. But then Canelo's really not a super middleweight. Canelo's a middleweight. So bottom line is, at the end of the day, this is probably, I don't want to say a pick'em fight, but Canelo deserves to be about probably a 2-2.5 to 1 or 2-1 favorite, without a doubt. So I'm looking for Canelo to win, but I'm saying Triple G does have a shot as far as pulling this together. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA, brought to you in part by the World Boxing Council. Check out their new book. It's going to be out pretty soon. This is the paperback, the first edition. WBC Greatest Fights, Opus. Unbelievable. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Daniel's in the other room. He's the man, no doubt about that. Thank you so much. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the one, the only. Thank you for tuning in.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, Slim and none, and Slim's out of town.